Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a really crucial area for any nonprofit wanting to boost its impact: technology.
Yeah, it's huge. And you've brought together some great resources for us.
We have. There's a Forbes piece on like 11 ways tech helps reach donors, and a Kindful guide comparing, I think it's 15 nonprofit CRMs.
That's right, 15. Plus several articles really digging into cloud tech for nonprofits.
From Mission Cloud, spanning others.
Exactly. And finally, something from Galaxy Digital on volunteer management software.
So quite a spread.
Definitely. And our goal here, you know, it's not just to list things. We want to pull out the strategic thinking, the actionable insights.
Right. What can you actually do with this tech to make a difference? Extracting that core wisdom.
Precisely.
Okay, let's dive right in then. Reaching more donors first. That Forbes article. It struck me how many points were about blending tech with, well, human touch.
Yeah, that came through strongly. Like Jessica Heffinger's point.
From Glory Baby Ministry, yeah. Capturing interest online, sure, but then really valuing those in-person meetings.
It's like tech opens the door.
But connection seals the deal. Something like
that. It really is. Tech gives you scale for that initial outreach, doesn't it? But for the deep, long-term relationships.
You need that personal interaction.
You do. It fosters trust, commitment. You see that theme pop up again and again. Digital tools and personal touch working together.
Makes sense. And related to strategy, Neha Gill at Abnagar really stressed doing a tech needs analysis first.
Oh, absolutely. Before jumping in.
Yeah, and taking a phased approach. Understand your goals before you buy the software. It's not about the shiniest new thing.
So important. That analysis is your roadmap, right? It makes sure your tech spending actually supports the mission, tackles real needs.
Prevents costly mistakes.
Exactly. And phasing it in lets you learn, adjust, much more sustainable.
Then there was Maureen Sedonin from Habitat for Humanity talking about digital storytelling.
Ah, yes. Using platforms to share compelling stories, educate people.
It's a great reminder that tech isn't just, you know, efficiency. It's about amplifying the mission, connecting emotionally.
Absolutely. Digital platforms let you show your impact so vividly. Videos, images, personal stories. They create a much stronger resonance.
More engagement, more support.
Definitely.
Okay, this next one was interesting. Michael Belavia from HelpGood. Use AI to spark ideas.
Right, for content.
But keep humans doing the actual creation.
That's such a smart distinction, isn't it? AI can be great for brainstorming, maybe outlining.
But authenticity is everything in this sector.
It really is. Donors connect with real human stories, real emotions. Rely too much on AI and you risk losing that trust, that connection.
Good point. Then Lady Stephen at Chemonix International talked about logistics visibility.
Using tech to track things like health product distribution.
Yeah, showing partners and donors that things are getting where they need to go. Demonstrating accountability.
That kind of transparency is vital, especially in complex operations. Tech lets you track and share that critical info, builds confidence.
Shows good stewardship.
Exactly.
I like Dwana Patton's tip, too, from the Ohio District 5 Area Agency on Aging, sharing mission moments from board meetings on social media.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
Yeah, simple, gives a peek behind the curtain, attracts different kinds of supporters.
Those genuine, unscripted moments can be really powerful. Social media lets you show a more personal side, builds community.
And Patrick Ricard's Driving Force Institute, he emphasized social media as a two-way thing.
Not just broadcasting.
Right. Engaging, having conversations, building those relationships.
Absolutely. It's interactive. You can answer questions, respond to comments. It strengthens the bonds, creates that shared sense of mission.
Erin Davison, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Mm.
She mentioned AI-powered fundraising platforms.
Mm.
Integrating with donor interfaces.
And potentially tripling productivity. That sounds significant.
A game changer, maybe?
Yeah.
Though, like you said, the human touch.
Right. AI should augment, not replace. But the potential for optimizing outreach, identifying prospects, personalizing communication at scale, it's definitely exciting.
Then Aaron Alejandro, Texas FFA Foundation, talked about going beyond just the website.
Expanding your presence, social media, blogs, podcasts.
And using individuals as micro-influencers, meeting people where they are online.
That multi-channel approach is key now. You have to diversify to reach different audiences. And leveraging supporters like that, it expands reach organically. Trustworthy reach.
Libby Sonnier, Louisiana Policy Institute for Children, using tech to share info with donors and the community.
Bridging geographical gaps.
Yeah, especially for mission-driven orgs focused on specific issues or areas. Tech helps get research out, share updates, build an informed community anywhere.
Enhances credibility, impact.
And the last one from Forbes, Victoria Burkhart, the More Than Giving Company, making the most of the tech you already have.
By having the technical expertise.
Right. Implementation, integration, knowing how to actually use the tools effectively.
That's such a critical point. You can invest in all this tech, but without the skills to manage it, integrate it. It's wasted potential.
Right.
You need that expertise, whether in-house or through a partner.
Okay, so that's reaching donors. Now, managing those relationships. CRMs, donor management software.
Right. And Kindful's guide said, what, 67% of nonprofits are using them now?
Yeah, a big majority. Seems like they're becoming essential.
Well, think about it. As you grow, managing donors, volunteers, stakeholders, spreadsheets just don't cut it anymore, do they?
Not really. Too inefficient, easy for things to fall through the cracks.
Exactly. A CRM gives you that central, organized system for all those crucial relationships and interactions.
And it's way more than just a contact list. The guy talked about how they help fundraising, predicting donor likelihood, giving insights.
Like Bloomerang tracking giving frequency, predicting future donations.
That predictive analytics piece sounds incredibly useful for planning campaigns.
Oh, it is. Analyzing giving history, engagement.
Yep.
It lets you spot your most loyal donors, your high potential ones. You can tailor your outreach much more effectively.
Leads to better fundraising results.
Stands to reason.
And the benefits seem broad. Task automation reporting, donor grouping, email integration.
Mm-hmm. Easy access to donor info, contact details, donation history, all in one place.
Contact records, task reminders for follow-ups.
Help us build those relationships.
And then actionable analytics. Consolidated data. Seeing who's lapsed, who's new. Those visual dashboards like donor pyramids.
Right. Getting that high-level view of organizational health. All these features work together. Streamline operations, boost efficiency, foster better donor relationships.
Automation frees up staff time.
Centralized data means better decisions.
And that holistic view lets you personalize things more.
Exactly.
Now, that Kindful guide listed 15 different CRM options. That's a lot.
It is quite a range.
You've got the big names, Bloomerang, Salesforce's Nonprofit Success Pack, Blackbaud Razor's Edge, NXT.
But also others, maybe more specialized or budget-friendly. Keela, Little Greenlight.
And even some with free basic plans like HubSpot CRM or DonorDoc for one user.
It just shows there's likely a solution out there for almost any nonprofit, regardless of size or budget. But it means you really need to evaluate carefully based on your specific needs.
Which leads to the key features they suggest looking for. Robust fundraising tools.
Essential. Donor communication features.
Donor management itself. Tracking and reporting.
And integrations. That's a big one. With email marketing, payment processors, accounting software.
Making sure everything talks to each other.
Yeah. Avoids data silos.
Yeah.
And they also stressed support and training from the vendor. That's often overlooked but critical.
Absolutely. You need your team to actually be able to use the system effectively.
So the guide ends with some key questions for nonprofits choosing a CRM.
Like, what are your absolute must-have features?
Which integrations do you really need?
What's your price range?
How much training and support will you require?
Do you need consulting help?
And importantly, what are other similar organizations saying? Check those reviews.
Those are the crunch questions.
Yeah.
It's not just about the longest feature list. It's about finding the right fit for your specific challenges and goals.
Within your budget and with the support you need.
Exactly. All right, let's shift gears. Cloud technology, another huge area. We've got insights from Mission Cloud, spanning design data, and a few others here.
Yeah. Cloud migration is a big topic. Mission Cloud defines it pretty simply. Moving your digital stuff, data, apps to cloud infrastructure, remote data centers.
And the main reasons are usually cost, performance, and security, right?
Those are the big drivers, yeah. Reducing IT spend, making systems run better and more reliably, and often getting better security than you could manage yourself.
Mission Cloud also laid out some best practices for actually doing the migration. Sounds like planning is key.
Oh, absolutely. Detailed pre-migration planning, aligning goals, figuring out which apps are good candidates for the cloud, creating a solid strategy.
Using the right tools, they mentioned some specific AWS services for discovery and migration.
Like Application Discovery Service, Migration Hub, MGN. Yeah, tools to help automate and manage the process.
Managing risk and security is obviously huge. Compliance, too.
Definitely. Robust measures, risk assessments, disaster recovery plans, understanding regulations like GDPR or HIPAA, if they apply.
Preparing your team for the change. Training. Communication.
Crucial for adoption. And then, once you're there, monitoring performance, and continually optimizing.
It's not just lift and shift and forget it.
No, it's an ongoing process. But a well-planned migration, using the right tools, focusing on security, and preparing your people, it sets you up for success.
Spanning's article really highlighted how the cloud changes nonprofit work. Remote access was a big one.
Yeah, enabling data sharing, boosting productivity for distributed teams, huge benefit.
And they mentioned a reduced carbon footprint through energy-efficient data centers.
That's an interesting angle. Google Workspace survey suggesting significant energy savings resonates with many nonprofits' values.
Plus, getting access to enterprise-level security, backup, disaster recovery, often more affordably.
That democratizes access to really robust infrastructure. Big advantage.
But Spanning also cautioned that, you know, data loss can still happen in the cloud. Accidental deletion, other issues.
That's a critical reminder. Cloud redundancy is good, but it doesn't cover every scenario. A dedicated backup solution is still vital.
They mentioned their Spanning Backup for Good program, too.
Worth looking into for nonprofits, definitely. Protecting that critical data is non-negotiable.
Design data focused specifically on collaboration, how the cloud helps teams work better together.
Improved communication through centralized platforms, real-time collaboration.
Better access to current data for decision-making.
And more efficient resource management. That pay-as-you-go model is attractive.
Yeah, centralizing communication and data breaks down those internal silos, fosters transparency, teamwork.
And the cost model gives flexibility. Scale up or down as needed without huge upfront costs.
They also gave practical tips for implementation. Assess your needs carefully first.
Choose the right type of cloud service. IaaS, PaaS, SaaS, public, private, hybrid.
Knowing the difference matters. IaaS is basic infrastructure. PaaS is for developing apps. SaaS is ready-made software.
Right. And then managing the transition well plan, communicate, support your team, foster that collaborative culture.
It's technical and cultural change.
Absolutely. Needs both.
IT for Less listed 5 key benefits. Cost savings potentially 20-40%, they said.
Wow, that's significant.
Increased security, scalability for growth, better efficiency, and access to analytics.
Pretty compelling list. Again, reinforces those core themes. Cost, security, flexibility, efficiency, data insights.
Keystone Technology Consultants showed how this helps nonprofits scale and succeed with real examples.
Like smarter fundraising, using CRM integration, they mentioned Salesforce helping a group migrate sponsor contacts.
Improving grant and program management with centralized tracking.
Automating tasks for operational efficiency, Volunteers of America using FileBound.
Better collaboration with remote tools like Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace.
And making data-driven decisions through analytics. It really shows the practical impact across the board.
And finally, Stronghold Data echoed points like accessible data from anywhere, scalability, better remote cooperation, and easy data restoration.
Yeah, it all circles back to that core value. Accessible, flexible, collaborative, secure IT.
So the consensus is clear. Cloud tech offers massive potential for nonprofits. Efficiency, collaboration, security, impact.
Absolutely. But the key is strategic adoption. Driven by needs and goals, planned carefully, and making sure your team can actually leverage it.
Okay, one more critical area. Volunteers. Galaxy Digital's resource on volunteer management software.
Right, which they nicely defined as basically a CRM, but specifically for volunteers.
Recruiting, scheduling, tracking, communicating, all of it.
Exactly. Streamlining everything involved in engaging your volunteer base.
And again, a lot of options out there. They listed around 17 platforms. Get Connected, Sign Up Genius, Fulgistics Service.
Bloomerang popped up again with volunteer features. Better Impact, Volunteer Hub.
It really highlights how important volunteers are and how complex managing them can be.
For sure. And each platform has slightly different strengths, focuses. Again, finding the right fit is key.
Galaxy Digital explained why nonprofits need these systems. Saving time through automation was a big one.
Makes sense. Scheduling, sending reminders, tracking hours. Automating that frees up so much staff time.
Improving the volunteer experience, too. Making it easy for them to sign up, see schedules, feel connected.
Which leads to better retention, right? If it's easy and rewarding, they're more likely to stick around.
And enabling data-driven decisions. Centralizing volunteer info, tracking impact.
Crucial for reporting back to funders, demonstrating value, seeing where your volunteer efforts are most effective.
So the key features to look for. Simple hour tracking, maybe with a mobile app.
Yeah, ease of use is huge. Volunteer coordination tools.
Unique volunteer profiles to track skills, interests, availability.
And tools for recruitment and promoting opportunities, making it easy to find and onboard new volunteers.
It's all about making it seamless for the organization and the volunteers.
Exactly. Accessible, efficient, supportive.
Wow. Okay, so from donor outreach and CRMs to cloud efficiency to volunteer management, tech really touches every part of a nonprofit now.
It really does. And using it strategically isn't just a nice to have anymore. Mm. It's pretty fundamental for maximizing impact, reaching more people, operating efficiently, and building sustainable organizations.
Well, this has been incredibly useful, digging into all these different facets of nonprofit tech, thanks to the sources, and hopefully useful for you listening. We covered a lot of donor strategies, CRMs, cloud, volunteers.
And it really leads to a final thought, doesn't it? Something for you to chew on. As technology just keeps accelerating, keeps changing.
Yeah.
How can nonprofits move beyond just adopting tools for today's problems? How can you proactively integrate tech to build, you know, truly resilient, truly impactful organizations for the long haul?
Hmm. So not just efficiency gains now, but future-proofing the mission.
Exactly. How can tech help forge even deeper connections, maximize reach in ways that are both innovative and still deeply human?